brought to you by the Cannabis Bee Network.
Here is the Cannabis Bee News with your host, Scott Jacobs.
Hello, everyone. How's it going today? This is episode CBN 098-1227-2015. Let's roll into article number one.
DEA eases cannabis study requirements. Source, Forbes. Arlington, Virginia, May 23. Medical marijuana user Angel Rake, 2nd L, of Oakland, California, speaks as LR, clinical neurologist Dennis Petro, Rick Doblin, president of the Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies, and Lyle Craker, professor of plant and soil science of University of Massachusetts. Look on during a news conference in front of the headquarters of U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration to call on the administration to accept the recommendation from a DEA administrative law judge to end the federal monopoly on the supply of marijuana that can be used in FDA-approved research May 23, 2007, in Arlington, Virginia. Angel Rake, 41, suffers from an inoperable brain tumor as well as several other complex medical conditions, and began using medical marijuana to ease pain and gain appetite after her doctor suggested it in 1997. Coming from a conservative upbringing, Angel didn't feel comfortable using an illegal substance, especially in front of her children. Rake sued U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft and Drug Enforcement Administration Director Asa Hutchinson to block them from interfering with her medical marijuana use and to avoid drug charges and arrest. Angel lost her case and appeal. She is now preparing to undergo treatment for her brain tumor. Since marijuana or cannabis is a Schedule I controlled substance, researchers are subjected to very restrictive procedures in order to study the drug. Many states, patients, doctors' groups, and drug companies all desire more information regarding the effects of cannabis on various illnesses, but with difficult conditions placed on those trying to do the studies, the results lag the demand. The changes are meant to streamline the research process and help the existing scientific studies. The DEA has sent letters to those scientists affected by the decision that is in effect immediately. Before the change, if a scientist realized they needed more CBD to complete their study, they had to request in writing a change to their DEA research registration. The process delayed the study as the paperwork wound its way through the bureaucratic approval process that included not only the DEA, but also the Food and Drug Administration. With this new change, the researcher can request a waiver and, upon approval, easily modify their study protocol. The waiver takes the place of the approval step.
Now let's go into article number two.
Here are the states that will possibly legalize marijuana in 2016. By Kathleen Wong. Source, Yahoo News. It was a big year for marijuana, which gained more and more momentum in its movement toward full legalization. Midway through the year, 23 states and Washington, D.C. had marijuana legalized in some form. States like Hawaii, Delaware, Michigan, and Vermont legalized weed for medicinal purposes. But it's fully legal in Alaska, Colorado, Oregon, and Washington. With the presidential election nearing, 2016 will most likely be another significant time for marijuana. Below are the states most likely to join in legalizing recreational marijuana, according to Leafly. Nevada. As the first state to qualify for the 2016 ballot, with almost 60,000 more signatures than needed, Nevada is well on its way to taking its legalization from just medicinal to fully recreational. California. California has long legalized medical marijuana. Legislators never set the ground rules for regulation, and that's caused hesitancy for full legalization. But Governor Jerry Brown recently signed in 3 new laws to help set up a proper structure that could pave the way for legalization, the Los Angeles Times reported. Maine. Known for its well-run medical marijuana program, Maine has been slowly preparing itself for full-on legalization. In fact, some parts of Maine have already been legalizing, the Huffington Post reported. Arizona. Arizona legalized medical marijuana in 2010 and is aiming for recreational marijuana to be legalized by the summer of 2016, according to Oz Central. Connecticut. Medical marijuana came to be in 2012 in Connecticut, and it's been a slow build towards full legalization. Local police see it coming too, and are getting ready for the law to pass, saying that medical marijuana has caused no problems so far, the Connecticut Post reported. Michigan. Medical marijuana was legalized in Michigan in 2008, but the state is still passing laws to build the best running system. Groups are petitioning for the state to fully legalize marijuana next year, the International Business Times reported. Ohio. Ohio is in a heated debate over the legalization of marijuana due to lack of funding, according to Cleveland.com. Polls show the same tight race, with 53% of voters supporting legalization and 44% opposing, according to an October Quinnipiac University poll reported by Cleveland.com. Rhode Island. A recreational marijuana bill introduced to Rhode Island lawmakers back in January will be the topic of debate next year. Lawmakers pushing the bill say it will eliminate the underground market and generate tax income. An October poll by the Marijuana Policy Project found 57% of Rhode Island residents would rather have marijuana regulated, banned. Vermont. Goff Peter Schulman said he's been tracking Colorado's success with legal marijuana, according to Leafly. He's organized meetings discussing the logistics of legalization, which means it could be in the near future.
All right, that's all we have for this episode. Till next episode, have a good day, good night, good week. Bye-bye.
We pollinated your mind. Now, go pollinate the world.